Coach, congratulations. Efficient ball game for you guys tonight. Offense took care of business early. Your first four offensive possessions netted three touchdowns, and you guys never looked back.
The kids played well. I mean, you know, they come out, played with confidence, knew what was at stake, and, basically a business-like attitude out there.
And you face a team like Ellsworth, they run that spread. It's kind of a dual-threat quarterback with Ian Trapp, and not too many times you see that dual-threat quarterback, and you guys did a good job of containing him tonight.
He's a good player. I mean, just a sophomore, kind of fighting some stuff early as far as, some pressure, but he made some plays. Nice arm, could throw the deep ball, but, is just kind of overmatched probably on the offensive line for them, where the defense, get a lot of pressure with the linebackers filling gaps.
Once again, Scott City Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game, 56-0 win, and your offensive line facing a three-man front, and you guys did a good job. I mean, you tacked Ellsworth on pretty much about anywhere you wanted tonight, up the middle and also on those sweeps along the off the right tackle and tight end.
Well, they really spread out, maybe trying to take away the toss sweeps a little bit. So, I mean, I don't think we ran any real toss sweeps. It's more of a, power kickouts on the edge and, open up some big gaps. And, Wyatt exploited it a couple times, for some big runs. And Cooper on a couple of the bases, had some big holes to run through.
All right, you guys get the victory. And your defense pitches a shutout for the second straight game again.
Our defense played pretty well. I'm not going to say they played great, because they gave up some things. But, they made drops. They, attacked the ball when it was in the air. It was nice to see Drake get a pick, get his confidence up a little bit. Cooper with a lot of tackles inside the box as far as, off some quarterback reads and some quick ISOs. But, it's good execution and time to move on.
And you do have a quick turnaround and into that three-game stretch in 9 days. Saturday, looks like you're going to go up to Norton. They were up big in the late stages, third quarter, early part of the fourth quarter, 49-14. And you know Norton's going to be a good team, and they're going to be 10-0 coming in as well.
Norton's very good. I mean, they're big and physical. They returned their top seven guys on defense as far as their front four and their three linebackers, and they got some, good secondary kids to play behind them. So, I mean, very physical and a very, very good team. So, it's going to be a battle. I mean, there's a lot of them in the lower part of the 3A bracket right now. Depending on what happens with the Conway, game tonight, one of those guys are going to get a very good team. And, we knew, probably a long time ago that Norton was going to be the team we got on this Saturday. So, a lot of good matchups, and there's going to be some good teams that are going to be done early.
All right. Once again, Scott City Beaver Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott City prevails once again 56-0 off to Norton on Saturday, and it should be a beautiful afternoon for some football. And, Coach, once again, thanks for joining here post-game, and we'll see you up there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Adam.